Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avram Goldari, and today we're Zichu Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Beis, the fourth parak Yantav. Maseches Rosh Hashanah has been generously sponsored as a schus for Chai Bas Esther. Before I begin the show, I want to invite you to the upcoming Zichu Grand Chizuk event taking place in Passaic, New Jersey, on Sunday, November 21st, in celebration of being Masai Maseches Rosh Hashanah and for reaching the 25% of Shas milestone. It's going to be an unforgettable night of inspiration. I hope to see you there. For more information, please email info@zichru.com. The majority of this stuff discusses the brachas of Malchus, Zichronos, Veshofros. So the three times we're going to focus on, number one, is Tana writes that the source for reciting the brachas of Zichronos, Veshofros is from a pasuk states, Shabbason Zichron Trua Mikrei Kodesh, a rest day, a remembrance with Trua sounding, a holy convocation. Zichron El Zichronos, Trua El Shofros. When it states a remembrance, this refers to the bracha of Zichronos, and when it states true sounding, this is an allusion to the bracha of Shofros. When the Gemara asks where it's known that one also says a bracha dedicated to Malchus, it brings a brisa that states, Rebbe says, when the pasuk states, Ani Hashem Elokechem, b'chodesh ha-shvi'i, zo Malchus. When the pasuk states, I'm Hashem, your God, and then continues in the seventh month, this is an allusion to the bracha of kingship. Rebbe Yossi Bar Yehuda says that this drasha isn't necessary, for the pasuk states, and they shall be a remembrance for you before your God. It's seemingly unnecessary to state afterwards, Ani Hashem Elokechem, I am Hashem your God. Why does the Torah state it? Zeh b'na'av. This creates a source for the following principle. For every place that psukim of remembrance are stated, psukim of Malchus should accompany them. Pointer to the next Mishnah states, Ein pochasim masor Malchus, masor Zichronos, masor Shofros. We recite no fewer then 10 psukim of kingship, 10 psukim of remembrance, and 10 psukim of shofar. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, Im amr shalosh shalosh makuan yotza. If one recited 3 psukim of each, he has fulfilled his chiyuv. The Gemara asks what the 10 psukim of Malchus referred to, and Rabbi Levi said, Keneged asar hiluim shamar David b'sefer Tehillim. They correspond to the 10 expressions of Hallel and Tehillim. The Gemara clarifies that this refers to the expressions of Hallel in Psalm 150, where it's written, Halu b'sekar shofar. Praise him with shofar blasting. Rav Yosef said they correspond to the Aseres Dibros. Rabbi Yochanan said, Keneged Asar Mamaro Shenivra Olam. They correspond to the 10 divine utterances with which the world was created. When the Gemara notes that it only says V'yomer 9 times in the opening of Breishis, it answers, Breishis Nami Maimerhu. The creation of the heaven and the earth mentioned in the first pasuk were also done through a creative utterance. As it stated, Bidvar Hashem Shemaim Na'asu. By the word of Hashem, the heavens were made. I'm pointing with you, the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis stated, the one who leads the tefillah on the yontav Rosh Hashanah, the second one, referring to the one who leads Musaf, causes the shofar to be blown. But on an occasion when Hallel is said, the first one who leads Shachris leads Hallel. The Gemara said the Mishnah implies that Hallel is not recited in Rosh Hashanah as for the reason. Riyabo said, the Malachi Ashar said before Kosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Sholom, why did the Jews not recite Shir before Yom Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? He replied, Efshem Melch Yoshev Al Kisei Din V'Sifrei Chaim V'Sifrei Mesim B'Chusim L'Fanav V'Yisrael Omim Shira. Is it possible that when the king is seated on the throne of judgment and the books of the living and books of dead are open before him, the Jews should recite song? So once again, the 3 points are, number one, it was Tana Brice that the source for reciting the brachas of Zichronos V'Shofros is from a pasuk states, Shabbason Zichron Trua Mikrei Kodesh, a rest day, a remembrance with Trua sounding, a holy convocation. Zichron El Zichronos, Trua El Shofros. When it states remembrance, this refers to the bracha of Zichronos, and when it states Trua sounding, this is an allusion to the bracha of Shofros. When the Gemara asks where it's known that one also says a bracha dedicated to Malchus, it brings a brisa that states, Rebbe says when the pasuk states, Ani Hashem Elokechem u'b'chodesh ha-shvi'i zo Malchus. When the pasuk states, I'm Hashem your God, and then continues in the seventh month, this is an allusion to the bracha of kingship. Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda says, this rasha isn't necessary, but the pasuk states, Vayu azikon lifnei Elokechem, and they shall be a remembrance for you before your God. It's seemingly unnecessary to state afterwards, Ani Hashem Elokechem, I am Hashem your God. Why does the Torah state it? Zeh b'na'av. This creates a source for the following principle. V'chol makom shenemar bo zichronos, you malchios imehem. For every place the psukim of remembrance are stated, psukim of malchios should accompany them. Pointing to the next Mishnah states, Ein pochasim masar malchios, masar zichronos, masar shofros. We recite no fewer than 10 psukim of kingship, 10 psukim of remembrance, and 10 psukim of shofar. Yochanan ben Nuri says, Im amr shalosh shalosh makuan yatze. If one recited 3 psukim of each of them, he has fulfilled his chiyuv. The Gemara asked what the 10 psukim of Malchus referred to, and Rabbi Levi said, "Keneged atzar hilulim she'amar David b'sefer Tehillim." They correspond to the 10 expressions of Hallel in Tehillim. The Gemara clarifies that this refers to those expressions in Hallel in Kapitel 150, where it's written, "Halleluhu b'sekar shofar, praise him with shofar blasting." Rabbi Yosef said, they correspond to the Aseres Dibros. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Keneged atzar mamaro she'nivra olam." They correspond to the 10 divine utterances with which the world was created. When the Gemara notes that it only says V'yomer 9 times in the opening of Breishis, it answers Breishis Nami Maimaru, the creation of the heaven and the earth, mentioned in the first pasuk, were also done through a creative utterance, as it stated, B'dvar Hashem Shemaim Nasu, by the word of Hashem, the heavens were made. And point number 3, the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis stated, Ha'over l'fnei ateva b'yom tov shor shoshana sheni maskia. The one who leads the tefillos of the yom tov of Rosh Hashanah, the second one, referring to the one who leads Musav, causes the shofar to be blown. But on an occasion when Hallel is said, the first one who eats Shacharis leads Hallel. The Gemara notes that the Mishnah implies that Hallel is not recited in Rosh Hashanah, and asks for the reason. Rabbi Abba said, the Malach HaYashar said before Kosh Baruch Hu, Rebbeinu Shalom, why did the Jews not recite Shir before you on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? He replied, Efshar Mel Yoshev Al Kisei Din, V'sifrei Chayim V'sifrei Meisim V'chusim Lefanav V'Yisrael Omrim Shira. Is it possible that when the king is seated on the throne of judgment, and the books of the living and the books of the dead are open before him, the Jews should recite song? All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Lamed Beis, and our standard Siman is a lab, and we use a mad scientist in a lab, So here goes. The mad scientist in a lab trying to program a Rosh Hashanah congregant's brain so that every memory would be accompanied with the thought of a king, recited Tem Psukim into his ears, but refrained from singing Hallel given the seriousness of the day. Once again, slow motion. The mad scientist in a lab, that must be Daf Lamed Beis. The mad scientist in a lab trying to program a Rosh Hashanah congruent's brain so that every memory would be accompanied with the thought of a king, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a source for the brachas of Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros. Regarding Malchus, Rabbi Yossi Bar Yudah said, the Pasuk states, V'hayu zikaron lifnei elokechem, and they shall be a remembrance for you before your God. It is seemingly unnecessary to state afterwards, Ani Hashem elokechem, I am Hashem your God. Why is the Torah stated, Zebanav? This creates the source for the following principle. For every place that the psukim of remembrance are stated, psukim of Malchus should accompany them. So the mad scientist in the lab trying to program a Rosh Hashanah congruent's brain so that every memory should be accompanied with the thought of a king, recited Tem Psukim into his ears, which reminds us, we have a number of pshatim regarding what do the Tem Psukim of Malchus correspond to. Either the Ten Hilulim in Psalm 150, or the Aseres Dibros, or the Asar Mamaros that the world was created with. So the mad scientist in a lab trying to program a Rosh Hashanah congregant's brain so that every memory would be accompanied with the thought of a king, recited Tem Psukim into his ears, but refrained from singing Hallel, given the seriousness of the day, which reminds us Hallel is not recited in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to the Malach HaYashares, is it possible when the Malach is sitting on the Kisei Din and the Sifrei Chaim and Sifrei Meisim are open before him that the Jews should recite song? So once again, the mad scientist in the lab trying to program a Rosh Hashanah congruent's brain so that every memory would be accompanied with the thought of a king, recited Tem Psukim into his ears, but refrained from singing Hallel, given the seriousness of the day. All right, now it's time for our four Blabach Hazara. Daf Chav Ches. So the Simmer Daf Chav Ches is a strong man. So here goes. The strong man. That must mean we're on Daf Chav Ches. The strong man who blew with all of his might into a shofar that was taken from an ola, which reminds us, Rebbe Yudah holds one should not blow the shofar of an ola, but if he did, he has fulfilled his chiyuv, whereas one should not blow the shofar of a shalmi. If he did, he hasn't fulfilled his chiyuv. What's the difference between them? Ola is bas me'ila here, and ola is subject to me'ila. Therefore, once he blew its horn and thereby committed me'ila with it, the horn goes out to the unconsecrated state. Rava state that one does fulfill his chiyuv with both of them because mitzvahs lavo hanasni. The mitzvahs were not given to Yisrael for the purpose of driving benefit from the fulfillment. Rashi explains that they were given as a yoke upon one's neck. So the strong man who blew with all of his might into a shofar that was taken from an ola to play his favorite song, which reminds us, Rava said that a ruling that one who is forced to eat matzah is yotzi his chiyuv indicates that one who blows a shofar in Rosh Hashanah for the purpose of playing a song has also fulfilled his chiyuv. Rav is coming to teach that one might have thought in the case of matzah, echo matzah amar rachmana b'ha'acho. The Torah said, eat matzah, and this coerced person, in fact, ate matzah and fulfilled the mitzvah. Whereas in the second case, zichron truk siv, it's written that on Rosh Hashanah there shall be a remembrance of shofar blas, v'hai masasik ba'almahu, and this one is merely a preoccupied individual, and therefore does not fulfill the mitzvah. Kamash mo'an, that Rav is coming to inform us that they are indeed analogous, and the shofar blower also fulfills his chiyuv. So from here we see the Rava holds mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana. Mitzvahs do not require kavana. So if the strong man who blew with all of his might into a shofar that was taken from an ola to play his favorite song couldn't wake up his friend who went to sleep in a sukkah on the eighth day of sukkahs with kavana. Which reminds us that Rava rules regarding a case where one sleeps in a sukkah on the eighth day, that with respect to violating Baal Tosiv, the rule is that during the mitzvah's designated time, kavana is not required. Shelo bezmano boy kavana, but not during its designated time, it does require kavana. Daf Chav Tes. So the similar Daf Chav Tes is a cot. So here goes. The man sitting on the cot, that must be more in Daf Chav Tes. The man sitting on the cot with his arms raised in the air, which reminds us, we learned from Moshe raising his hands in Mohammed with a Malik, that Kol Zman Shai Yisrael Mestakim Klapei Malik, so long as Yisrael gazed upward, Meshabim Yislibam Levihim Sheshamayim, Haim Yisgabrim, and subjugate their heart to their Father in heaven, they would prevail, but if not, they would fall. The same lesson is learned from the Nachash and the Choshes that was placed on a pole, so that those afflicted in the plague would look up to Avihim Sheshamayim. So the man sitting on the cot with his arms raised in the air was surrounded by Kohanim and Levim, who had gathered to listen to the blowing of the shofar, which reminds us that it was necessary for the Tan to teach that Kohanim and Levim are chayiv in tekiyah shofar. For if he had not done so, you might have said that since we learned in the Mishnah, Shabbat Yovel Rosh Hashanah, tekiyah lebrachos, the laws of the Yovel year are identical to the laws of Rosh Hashanah with regard to the blowing and the habrachos, only someone who is subject to Yovel in its entirety is chayiv in the tekiyahs of Rosh Hashanah. But Kohanim and Levim, since they're not subject to the laws of Yovel year in its entirety, since Kohanim and Levim may sell their property at any time and may redeem it at any time, we would say that they're not obligated in the midst of the tekiyah shofar from Rosh Hashanah. Kamashmon, the Tana therefore informs us that they are indeed chayiv. So the man sitting on the cot with his arms raised in the air was surrounded by Kohanim and Levim, who gathered to listen to the blowing of the shofar, that the head of basin said to blow on Shabbos. Which reminds us of how Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai instituted blowing the shofar by basin in Yavda on Shabbos after the Churban of Baal Sheni. He told the B'nai Ben Sarah that they should blow and then they'll deliberate. And after it was blown, he said, the horn has been heard on Shabbos in Yavda and one should not refute basin after the deed has been done. Rashi explains that if they now forbid blowing even in basin, people will say their blowing was done in error, which will expose them to ridicule. Daf Lamed. So the Simur Daf Lamed is a Malamed, a Rebbe. So here goes. The Rebbe, that must be more Daf Lamed, Malamed. The Rebbe, who was waiting with his Talmidim to listen to the shofar blowing on Shabbos outside of Beis Din, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Chav Tes on the Beis brought him a close regarding Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's enactment of blowing the shofar on Shabbos after the Churban. Rabbi Elazar said he only enacted blowing the shofar in Yavne, and the Chami said to him that he instituted both for Yavne and for any place in which there's a Beis Din. Rav Huna said the im basin, and the blowing must be done with basin. The first version of Rav Huna's statement explains that im basin means in the presence of basin. The mere existence of a basin in a city is not an adequate deterrent to prevent people from carrying the shofar under Shus of Rabim on Shabbos. So the Rebbe was waiting with his Talmidim to listen to the shofar blowing on Shabbos outside of Beis Din, decided to do something as a Zecher of Mikdash, which reminds us when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, when Yochanan ben Zakkai instituted that there will be taken the provinces all 7 days of Sukkahs, Zecher of Mikdash, as a remembrance of the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara brings a source that we're bidden to make a Zecher of Mikdash from the Pasuk Tzion hi Dorish Einla, saying, she is Tzion, there is none who seek her. From the words Dorish Einla, there is none who seek her, Mikal, the boy Drisha. It's implied that she requires seeking. So the Rebbe was waiting with his Talmudim to listen to the shofar blowing on Shabbos outside of Beis Din, decided to do something as a Zecher HaMikdash. So he held a class discussion if the Levim should sing the Shir Shalom if Enim of the Chodesh are delayed in coming. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Rishonim becoming Enis of Chodesh Kol Yom, originally they accepted Enis of Chodesh all day. It once occurred that the witnesses were delayed in coming, meaning Skalkul Levim Bashir, and the Levim went awry in the singing the daily Shir. Consequently, the Chamim instituted the Basin should only accept Enim until the Mincha, referring to the afternoon Tamid, and if they came from Mincha onward on Rosh Hashanah, they would observe that day and the following day as holy. The Gemara asks, in which way did the Levim go awry? In Babel, they explain Shul Amr Shira Kol Iker, that the Levim did not recite a Shir at all. Rabbi Zera in Eretz Yisrael said, Shamr Shira Shol Chol Im Tamid Shol Ben Arbaim, that they recited the weekday Shira with the afternoon Tamid. Daf Lamed Aleph. So the Simur Daf Lamed Aleph is the law, and we use a judge. So here goes. The judge. That must be in Daf Lamed Aleph. Law. The judge, who sang the Shir Shalom as he entered the courtroom, which reminds us that we have a brice that teaches why each Shir Shalom was chosen. So the judge who sang the Shir Shalom as he entered the courtroom suddenly stopped when he looked at the weather-beaten defendant who had survived 10 exiles all the way into the wilderness, which reminds us that we learned about the Esr Masa'os, the 10 journeys that the Shekhinah took as it went to exile during the destruction of Bais Rishon, and correspondingly the Sanhedrin was exiled 10 exiles during the destruction of Bais Sheni. So the judge who sang the Shir Shalyom as he entered the courtroom suddenly stopped when he looked at the weather-beaten defendant who had survived 10 exiles all the way into the wilderness, only to be put on trial because he ascended the Duchen wearing sandals in violation of 1 of 9 Takanas. Which reminds Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai enacted 9 Takanas, the 8th one being Kohanim are not permitted to ascend the Duchen in their sandals for Birkas Kohanim. The Gemara in Sot explains that this was instituted because of the concern that people might sit down during Birkas Kohanim to tie a loose strap, and people might suspect him of refraining from reciting the bracha because of a psul in his yichus. All right, so that concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman, wishing a great day and great learning.